To carry a dream is to walk at night or to walk by light, but with a pebble in your shoe. To carry a dream is to wake at night, to wake and blink twice, to see in case something new. To carry a dream is to plant trees in old age, to be part of a church that is human and frayed. To carry a dream is foolish and wild. It's the faith of a child wishing on stars. But to carry a dream is also hopeful and wise, saying God will provide. So we may walk until we see the light. May the pebble in our shoe remind us why we fight. May they say we are foolish and unwise. And may we continue to dream. May hope keep us alive.
Let us pray. Holy God, every Christmas Eve we gather together in rooms like this one to tell the same story of a baby born in a manger. The plot never changes. There are never any surprise twists. So why do we do it? Why do we keep telling this same story? We tell this story because our spirits need to hear it over and over and over again, like water in the desert. We need to be reminded that God has drawn close to this hurting world. We need to be reminded that God just couldn't stay away. Holy One, as we tell this story tonight, remind us that joy and hope are in the air, so thick that we could almost bottle it up. Fill us up so we can share it out with the world. Amen. Please now stand as you are able and join together in singing, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Thank you. Have a seat.
In the beginning, God dreamed of a beautiful world. In Egypt, the Israelites dreamed of freedom. In the wilderness, the people dreamed of safety. In Jerusalem, the people dreamed of Messiah. In Bethlehem, shepherd and wise men dream of a new beginning.
Then several years later, Jesus walked this earth, and dreams came true. The sick were healed. The poor had food. The forgotten and ignored were seen. The children were welcomed. Everyone was invited to table. And the world has never been the same.
So tonight, we are those who dream. Tonight, we dream the same dreams of our ancestor before us. Tonight, we dream of justice and mercy, of love and kindness, of peace and hope. Tonight, we dream of a God that draws near to us out of unfailing love.
May this candle be a reminder that there will be a day when every dream will be fulfilled. And until then, we will be those who dream.
Are you all awake now? Welcome to this Christmas Eve service here at First Presbyterian Church of San Leandro, a congregation that has been here for over 50 years, and beginning January 1st, will be celebrating its 100th anniversary of being in this location here in downtown San Leandro. If you're visiting tonight, we welcome you. We hope that you will have an experience of the Holy, and we invite you to, if you're in the area, to check out other activities that we have here in the congregation. Tonight, one of our features of the service is lighting candles. Let me just give you a little bit of candle etiquette so that we keep everybody safe. If your candle is unlit, then you get to tip your candle toward the lighted candle. And once you get your candle lit, then you want your candle to stay upright. Because if you start tilting it, then wax starts spilling, and that's not good. Okay, so if your candle is lit, your candle is upright, and if you need to light your candle, then you can tip yours. Thank you, and we will continue now with our service.
Prayer of confession. Ever-present God, from time to time, we dream radical dreams.
We dream of freedom for the imprisoned, food for the hungry, and equality for all.
We dream bold, radical dreams until the world tells us that these dreams are impossible.
And when that happens, we are tempted to tuck
our dreams into coat pockets and let them collect dust on the shelves of our hearts. Forgive us for giving up so easily. Forgive us for giving up so easily. For on this night, we remember and celebrate a radical dream that you dwelled amongst us. Give us the courage to dust old dreams off the shelf with the confidence that with you, the impossible is possible. With you, a light always shines in the darkness. With you, even an unwed teenage couple and a band of shepherds can bring joy to the world. Thanks be to God for a dream like that. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy God, if we listen closely, we can almost hear the angels sing. If we listen closely, we can almost hear the bleats of sheep following shepherds and the hooves of confused barn animals. If we listen closely, we can almost hear the innkeeper say, "No room." If we listen closely, we can almost hear the star whisper, "Follow me." If we listen closely, God, we can almost hear you. So as we turn to your word, Holy Writer, don't let us miss a thing. The smell of the hay, the cool of the air, the way Mary cherished this wild dream in her heart. We want to hear it all. We don't want to miss a thing. So today we pray, can you help us listen closely? Amen. Tonight on this Christmas Eve, I have the delight of reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and holding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and for forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of God to us tonight.
Thank you. The second scripture reading is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate the marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Please remain seated as we sing our next carol, "Away in a Manger."
Our next scripture comes from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
continues with Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, a Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And I invite you now to all stand, and we will sing of that great joy by singing "Joy to the World." May be seated. Tonight our theme is "Those Who Dream." Dreams are a part of this mysterious celebration that we do at Christmas time. The idea of God coming into our world is in itself the realization of a dream of people of faith. Spiritual people dream. They do, and not necessarily dreams of our sleep that sometimes seem less than connected to the word. Sometimes the dreams are for our world. Dreams like the one Martin Luther King Jr. had when he said, "I have a dream." Dreams of a better, more peaceful, more harmonious world where no one goes to bed hungry and all have shelter. Tonight, this Christmas story is about dreams. And I wonder, what dreams did the Holy Family and those other participants in Jesus' birth bring to the manger? I imagine Mary, his mother, brought treasured words of the angel that her child would save people, and perhaps she wondered what that would mean for her son. Joseph might have had more practical worries and concerns. Maybe he was dreaming about how he'd provide for a new son and his wife. Maybe he dreamt that his son would follow in his trade as a carpenter. The shepherds, the outsiders invited into the birth, were probably still starstruck from those events on the hillside and the magical chorus telling them that a savior had been born. Their hopes might rest on having a new world order where even lowly shepherds get to meet the savior in an ordinary household with ordinary parents. Here in this room, it's likely that some of us have had our dreams broken this year. And I think that is important to recognize as we come into this room, that not all dreams have been met this year. Maybe you've had the kind of year where the list of things lost has been outweighed by the things that have been gained. And when we find ourselves in these kinds of situations, that's when we need to rely on others to hope and to dream for us. Faith communities can be that for each other. We can dream and hope for each other. Others of us in the room, we may still have hope. We may still have our dreams, but we may wonder if that's even a sensible thing. But I believe that in terms of God's ordinary ways and extraordinary ways, hope is never off the table. Dreams are always inappropriate because they lean us into the future. To hope is to carry dreams. So I wonder, what kind of dreams do we bring to the manger this night? Do we bring a dream that God can be born in us anew, as on that night long ago? Do we bring a dream that God will lead us in new directions for more hope, more peace, more joy, and more love in the world? So I invite us to bring our dreams to God for our lives, for our families, for our world that God loves so much. I invite us all, let us all offer those dreams to God, our Emmanuel, our God with us. Tonight, we remember that the light of God lives with and in us. We too are the light of God. And as we light our candles in a short bit, we acknowledge in that the spark of our being comes from God. And that light that we receive tonight, that's light that we are called to go and share with the world. So that our dreams might not lie dusty and broken, but they might live into the messy, broken world in which we live. And so, friends, tonight, we are those who dream. Amen. I invite you to stand again as we sing together, Angels We Have Heard on High. be seated. Tonight as we gather, we know that we are in a world where not everybody has enough of what they need. And so if you feel led, and only if you feel led, you are invited to bring an offering. We have a box out in the sanctuary where you might leave a gift that could be used for the life and ministry of this church, which seeks to serve this downtown neighborhood and ministries far and near. Let us pray. Holy God, we come to you tonight with dreams tucked into our pockets, admitting that at times it feels risky to dream. At times it feels risky to ask for too much, to believe in that which we cannot see. So instead, we make wishes on stars and search for luck in clover fields. Instead of sinking into you, we try to control the narrative. However, somewhere rumbling deep in our heart, there is the dream of a better world, trapped like a cage bird. Open our eyes to you in our midst. Give us the confidence of Mary to sing into the mystery. Dust your dreams off for us until once more we are those who dream. This we pray in your holy name. Amen.
Our final scripture reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
So look around you and look at the faces that you see with the candlelight. How beautiful all of your faces look. And I like to think that this is how we look to God, that God looks at us as if we are bathed with that beautiful candlelight, with that love and that light. And let's raise our candles high. Let's see if we can make the room brighter, which we can. Good job. So as you go from this place this night, remember the dreams that God has for you, for your life, for all of our lives. Remember that light and that love and that grace as you go out this door. And remember that this light that you've been given, you're also asked to share it out. And so in the coming day, in the coming week, find a way to share that light and that love with those around you. And so go with a deep peace of the Son of Peace, which is quick as the wave, pervasive as the air, quiet as the light, quiet as the earth, and shooting like a star. Deep peace of the Son of Peace to you all. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.